This is WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Sam Swan has spent his life in broadcasting and journalism, including almost 36 years teaching in the College of Communication and Information at the University of Tennessee. An important facet of his teaching has taken place outside of the U.S., running workshops and classes in radio and television stations in more than 50 countries. Swan spoke with us about his career and about a troubling trend he sees developing in some of these countries.
So in 1996, a very, very good friend of mine, a graduate of the University of Tennessee, named Larry Patrick, was telling me about some work he was doing for the Voice of America in Washington. He lived in that area at that time. And he was training media managers in Czech Republic and Russia. And he said, "Sam, I just can't keep up with it all. Are you interested?" I said, "This is what I've always wanted to do." In fact, when I went back to get my PhD, it was all about getting more involved in international work, international communication, international broadcasting. But I never could because of family and job issues. But now I see this opportunity. So he put me in touch with the Voice of America in Washington. And so in 96, I went to Washington and did a workshop for news directors from several different countries in Africa. And then we took those news directors to Los Angeles to the Radio Television News Directors Association conference. And that was my first foray into international media training. I was teaching them about news management and working with people and developing content relevant to the audience, all of those things. Well, based on that, then the International Media Training Center at the Voice of America started calling on me, and the first call I got said, "We need you to go to Angola to work with radio journalists, not really journalists, at the state radio of Angola." And I say that because they really had no free press, no freedom to actually do anything except read what the government gave them to read.
Right.
From there, I went to Latvia, and I did some workshops there in the Baltics. And that began a 20-year career of international media training that spanned over 150 workshops in 50 different countries. And so in many of those countries in the early years, I was working for not only Voice of America, but Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty in Prague. And the purpose of my workshops there were to entice brand new FM commercially licensed stations how to operate, how to make money. And so I would go into a two-day workshop, and they would invite managers to get this free training. And while they were there, they would try to sell them on the idea of accepting Voice of America or Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty content. And so we did that from Russia to the Czech Republic to Ukraine, Croatia, Bosnia, Serbia, throughout the Baltics, the Balkans, Central Europe, and that was the goal. You see, after the breakup of the Soviet Union and the breakup of Yugoslavia, countries decided that they just could not continue to operate one television station, one radio station. So they started licensing radio stations, essentially, and entrepreneurs were getting the licenses, paying the government for the licenses, but they didn't know anything about it. They didn't know anything about a free press, and they didn't know anything about a free market economy.
Right.
So I was training them how to do journalism, but then I also did workshops on, well, here's how you sell advertising. Here's how you manage and make enough money to pay your employees and still end up with a profit at the end of the year. And then from Eastern Europe, I branched out to Africa. 18 different workshops in various countries in Africa, India, Pakistan, Indonesia. And so it's been a wonderful, absolutely exciting addition to what I do at the University of Tennessee. I mean, it was a second career. It allowed me to sort of reinvent myself on an international stage. And so I continue to write a management newsletter for all of the affiliates of Voice of America and Radio Free Europe.
You said earlier that you redefined yourself through these international programs. But I have to say, it sounds like you've also helped to redefine the stage itself, especially just post-Cold War work in the Balkans and the former Soviet
right.
states. Do you feel like it's easier to do that sort of work with government backing, especially in some of these places that where the government was not really into the free press or democratic thinking? Or
I've done both.
Yeah.
I've been in countries where there is no free press and tried to work there. I've worked in Bahrain, no free press. I worked in Yemen twice, no free press. Very, very difficult, but I just try to show them techniques. And maybe some of it will sink in.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll have the freedoms someday. In other countries I have worked in cooperation with, you know, the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe. But in recent years, I've done work with private commercial television stations, more so than radio, because then they could afford to bring me in for 2 weeks. And so especially in Bulgaria, that's where I've done more workshops than any other. But and when we first began there in 2000, it was the first national independent television channel in all of Bulgaria called Balkan TV, owned by News Corp, American owned. And so I had to work with the news department to create a product that no one had ever seen before, a television newscast that looked like an American newscast, and they didn't think it would work. And by that I meant co-anchors, a male and a female anchor, and doing shorter stories and more stories about the lives of real people instead of the government. I kept going back and back and back, and that station became the number one station in Bulgaria. Later, News Corp sold, and so then their competition invited me, and I went back then to that station and continue to work in Bulgaria. But I think one of the frustrations to me is to see companies sliding back.
How so?
Governments are beginning to reassert their control over media.
Yeah.
By having very, very strong governments, perhaps backed up by oligarchs, mafia, and others. Bulgaria ranked high in the countries of the world in terms of media freedom, but now they have slipped down to below 100. Out of 200 countries in the survey, they're now at 110 or something, and so they've dropped down considerably. We're seeing this sort of threats against journalism around the world, seeing that this need is still there to try to teach freedom of the press issues and how to do journalism correctly all around the world. Well, that's a whole lecture. It's a whole course there, but we rely on facts. We rely on attribution. We rely on telling the truth. We rely on finding sources and identifying those sources. We teach our students how to write well, how to report the truth, how to be objective and balanced and fair. In a nutshell.